Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathleen McLaughlin. As everyone living in the Quad Cities knows, we will soon have a new I-74 US 6 bridge. What most people refer to as the I-74 bridge was the last bridge designed by Ralph Majeski. Interestingly, the government bridge spanning the Mississippi between Arsenal Island and Davenport was the first bridge he designed. The original span was opened in 1935 and officially named the Iowa-Illinois Memorial Bridge. It had two 10-foot-wide lanes and a 4-foot-wide sidewalk. Originally, it was a toll bridge. Tolls were 15 cents for cars and 5 cents for pedestrians. It carried US 6 across the Mississippi. In 1959, the second span was opened. It was designed with two 12-foot-wide lanes and additional space for gutters. The original span's lanes were expanded to 12 feet wide, and the sidewalk was eliminated. It continued as a toll road for a few years. If you look at the bridge from the side, you can see piers that have windows in them. This is what is left after the toll booths were removed. In 1975, I-74 was completed, and the bridge finally became the way over the river for both U.S. Route 6 and Interstate 74. The two spans were built to handle 48,000 vehicles per day. However, the daily average in 2011 was 80,000. The bridge is also functionally obsolete, as it is not up to current interstate standards and cannot be brought up to standard. In a nice bit of historical continuity, the bridge's final design was completed by Majeski and Masters, the company founded by the current bridge's designer. The new bridge will also be two spans, but with 4 lanes per span and full shoulders. The Iowa to Illinois side will include a 14-foot-wide pedestrian and bike path. This path will include an overlook in the center of the main span. The new bridge will have greater space between the footings for watercraft to negotiate. The distance between the water and the bottom of the bridge will be the same as the current bridge, but overall, the new bridge will be 80 feet taller. Construction on the new bridge is scheduled for 2017, with scheduled completion in 2019. Perhaps of most interest, however, it was designed in a way that will make maintenance less disruptive to traffic and of materials that will be more tolerant of local weather conditions.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.